Soul Meditation, Remembering Who You Are by Lisa Espinosa. Welcome everyone, wherever you are, get your body in a comfortable position. Take some nice cleansing breaths. And start by bringing your awareness to your lower body, your hips, your legs, your feet. Visualize beautiful roots of light going down your legs and out the bottoms of your feet deep into the earth. If you sense that you're holding any scattered energy or even any energy that isn't yours, just set the intention of laying it down, releasing it into Mother Earth, knowing that she will take this energy and recycle it. And as you breathe in and out, imagine you're breathing in through the bottoms of your feet, beautiful earth energy that travels up your legs, up your torso, all the way up to the crown of your head. And then coming back down to the center of your chest, right at your heart center, and placing the palms of your hands right over your heart. Breathing into your heart space, this is the entryway to your soul, to your true essence. And your soul knows you better than anyone else. It knows exactly why you are here. It knows what your soul medicine is, meaning that it knows your unique gifts, your unique talents, your unique light, and how you are meant to share that. So as you're breathing in and out with your hands at your heart center, call upon your beautiful soul. Imagine that your soul is in front of you, even though, of course, it is inside of you. You are inside of it. But for this inner journey, I invite you to imagine that your soul is standing right there in front of you. Perhaps it looks just like you, a radiant you. Or perhaps it just looks like a beautiful light. However it shows up is perfect for you. So imagining that your soul is in front of you, let yourself receive your soul's beautiful love, your soul's beautiful light. And in this space, you're going to ask your soul for some guidance, for some wisdom. And it's okay if you don't get the answers, the guidance right at this moment. Trust that it will come into your awareness at the perfect time if it doesn't now. So for now, the most important thing is just for you to ask and let yourself receive your soul's love and light. So with your hands on your heart, in front of your soul, as you're standing there in front of your soul, ask your soul, is there something I need to release so that I can remember more of who I am? Again, is there something I need to release so that I can remember more of who I am? And again, is there something I need to release so that I can remember more of who I am? And just breathe in and let yourself receive your soul's love. And trusting that the answers will come in just the right way and time for you, if not now. And now asking your soul, Is there something I need to embrace so that I can remember more of who I am? Again, is there something I need to embrace so that I can remember more of who I am? Again, is there something I need to embrace so that I can remember more of who I am? And finally, ask your soul for a symbol. So saying, beautiful soul, show me a symbol that represents who I truly am. Again, beautiful soul, show me a symbol that represents who I truly am. And one last time, beautiful soul, show me a symbol that represents who I am. And now imagine your soul sending light to your heart and sending light to your third eye point right at the center of your forehead, opening your inner vision, increasing your ability to hear the guidance of your soul. Now bringing your hands to prayer pose in front of your heart, bow to your soul and send it so much gratitude. Thank you, everyone. Feel free to listen to this meditation as many times as you are guided to. For each time you hear it, you will receive deeper guidance. Many blessings. Love, Lisa.